You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network on a Tuesday, October the 27th and a Wednesday, October 28th. What's going on, everybody? Matt Derry with you. We are brought to you today by our friends at Pepsi, made for football watching. Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play professional football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, the League of Football Watchers. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch. It's the refreshment you need to power through any game day. Pepsi, made for football watching. What's going on, everybody? Lions back to 3-3, little off day Tuesday. Back to practice this week, pretty healthy, getting ready for the Colts and their invasion of Ford Field, the 4-2 herd coming to town this coming Sunday. And with the schedule being, by the way, Matt Derry with you. Thank you. Locked On Lions, at Derry Speaks on Twitter, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, and the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. On the show today, I'm all over the place. Power rankings. Where are the Colts? Where are the Lions in terms of what the ESPN experts think of Detroit and Indianapolis for Sunday? Also, certain Lions' edge and defensive end is climbing the rankings, according to Pro Football Focus. We'll tell you about that coming up. Also, who is on the call for CBS this Sunday? And I have an observation after watching last night's Monday Night Football game, and maybe I'm jumping to conclusions, but I got to get into it. And we will do that today right here on Locked On Lions. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Whew, man, you know, the Colts, this is going to be an interesting game this weekend because, number one, Indianapolis is a good team. Frank Reich's done a good job. They have a lot of young talent, like guys that they've drafted, like Quentin Nelson on the offensive line, Julian Blackman, and Darius Leonard on defense, like second, third round picks. Nelson was a first rounder. But Chris Ballard, their general manager, I'm not going to say unlike Bob Quinn and sit here and pick on Bob, but man, Ballard is drafted so well. And the Colts have a lot of good young talent. And then, you know, to trade for DeForest Buckner, and they've got him clogging things up on their D-line. It's going to be a tough game. Indianapolis is 4-2 and a very good football team and off a bye. So they're going to have 2 weeks here to get ready for this game. But, you know, the Lions, this could be the first time. This could be the first time. I don't even know what song that is. This could be the first time that under Matt Patricia, going back to his first season in 2018, that your Honolulu Blue and Silver Warriors could win three straight games. And with a win on Sunday, they would have more victories through 7 weeks this year than they had in 16 last year. If you recall, last year's 3-12-1 was an unmitigated disaster. And a lot of it was due to Matthew Stafford getting hurt. But still, they only won three games. So here they are this weekend with a good team coming in, with some bad teams after this, with a chance to keep this roll going a little bit and also prove that last week wasn't just some lucky fluke where they won on the last play of the game, where they can get some stops. Remember, Phillip Rivers was in town last year with this, with this Charger team, with his Charger team. Now he's a Colt, and Indy is paying him $30 million for 1 year. So let's see what he can do, or $25 million, excuse me. Let's see what he can do this week. Because last year, Darius Slay with the late interception, it's always Phillip Rivers driving down the field at the end of the game with a chance to win and never happening. Now he's got a much better team around him. There have been some injuries with this Colts team, Marlon Mack, among others, that have been out. And their receiving core, I think Funchess has been hurt, is not great. And we'll get you a little bit of a fan perspective from the Colts tomorrow and then talk to Evan Sidery on Thursday in the crossover. But I'm interested in seeing how this game plays out this weekend. As far as ESPN's NFL power rankings, last week we told you that the Lions had moved up a couple of spots from 25 to 23. Where do you think the Lions sit this time around? Any guesses, anybody? The Lions, after their victory over the then 1-5, now 1-6 Falcons, have moved up one spot from 23 to 22. So they've only moved up one spot. The Lions are directly behind the Eagles, who are 21st, and directly ahead of the Broncos, who rank 23rd. Now, if you recall, 2 weeks ago, Denver went into Foxborough and beat the Patriots. That's an impressive win, no matter how bad New England is or whatever. But here the Lions sit right now at 23 in the power rankings. Ahead of the Lions, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Seattle, Baltimore, Green Bay, Tennessee, Tampa Bay, Buffalo, New Orleans, the Rams, the Cardinals, the Bears. Indy is at 13. Cleveland, 14. San Francisco, the Raiders, Carolina, which is interesting, New England, Miami, the Chargers, 2-4, Philly, 2-4-1, and then the Lions at 3-3. I mean, you know, you look at some of these teams. Do I think the Lions are as good as the L.A. Chargers? Yeah, I do. I think Justin Herbert has played very well. But so the Chargers beat up on a Jaguars team last week. And oh, by the way, led by 16 at one point and blew that lead before hanging on and winning. Philadelphia doesn't impress me at all. New England at 2-4 doesn't impress me at all. Now, again, they've got Bill Belichick. Cam Newton has not played well the last couple of weeks. I understand that. But the Lions are not going to get any respect, if that's what you're looking for, until they beat a really good team. And I think the Colts are they're a top 13 team, according to ESPN. You beat Indiana this week, or Indiana. You beat Indianapolis this weekend. I think you'll start getting some people to believe, because quite honestly, many of you don't. Many of you tweeted me yesterday after the show when I posted the show saying, was this Matt Patricia's best coaching job? And most of your tweets were, no, no way. He still sucks. The Falcons handed him the game. Blah, blah, blah. See what happens this weekend. If Matt Patricia and the staff have something for Indianapolis to get this thing really rolling and three straight wins to get people really believing. I'll tell you what I believe in is rockauto.com. If you're looking to buy auto parts for your truck, for your car, whatever it is, there's no reason you should go to any chain stores, which have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. It's not fair. At rockauto.com, their prices are the same for everybody, and they are reliably low. Rockauto.com is a family business, serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. If you go to rockauto.com, you shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of different manufacturers, and they've got everything you need, from motor oil, carpeting, engine control modules. Whatever you need, they've got it at rockauto.com. And the great thing about them is all of the stuff that you order is delivered directly to your door. You don't have to leave the house. You don't have to put the mask on. You don't have to go into the store and worry about that stuff. Not at all. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, their prices are reliably low, and they're fair. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write LOCKEDON, L-O-C-K-E-D-O-N, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, so here we go, folks. We promised you some numbers here, and these are really, really impressive for a guy that is starting to come on for the Lions, and that is Romeo Okwara. It was just 2 years ago that Okwara was picked up from the Giants by the Lions and Bob Quinn and had a 7.5 sack season, earning him a 2-year contract with the team. Now, was it a dominating 7.5 sacks? Was it a, oh my God, pay this man lots of money, 7.5 sacks? No, it's not. It was not. But he earned a contract. The Lions didn't have a lot of pass rushers. And this was a no-brainer in keeping Romeo Okwara. Last year, you wouldn't even have known he was on the team. His sacks went from 7.5 to 1.5. 1.5. And when you're on a team that needs to get to the quarterback and rush the quarterback, and the Lions are just not a pressure team. Not at all. To have a guy like Romeo Okwara that can get to the quarterback is a must. And the Lions as a team only have 8 sacks, yet he's got half of them with 4 through 6 games. Now, as far as what Pro Football Focus thinks of Romeo Okwara, this is pretty cool. If you look at the numbers, this is a guy that is trending upwards in a big way. According to Pro Football Focus and their stat of pass rush productivity, Okwara is tied for 6th in the NFL. 6th! He has a pass rush grade from Pro Football Focus at 71.7. According to ESPN's pass rush win rate, which we talked about a few weeks ago where the Lions were dead last, which tallies a win every time the defender beats his blocker in less than 2.5 seconds, Romeo Okwara is 10th. Now again, remember, the Lions paid Trey Flowers $18 million a year to be what Romeo Okwara is being this year. Throw in that Trey Flowers is playing good football. He is. PFF loves him. He's graded out well. Heck, he's dropping back into pass coverage and knocking down balls. Trey Flowers has done that twice. But 6th in the league in PFF pass rushing productivity, which combines sacks, hits, and hurries, is pretty darn good. And oh, by the way, with Okwara starting to come on, the Lions are winning games. If there's a quarterback that the Lions can get to this Sunday who doesn't move well and panics in the pocket when pressure comes, it's 40-year-old Philip Rivers. So, you know, this is the show me week. Last week was a big game. And I don't think the Lions are buried in the playoff picture if they lose this weekend, especially with the Redskins coming up, the Vikings twice, the Bears. Shoot, the Vikings, they're already in sale mode. But the Houston on Thanksgiving, the Lions have some easy games coming up. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how this team performs this weekend. But you've got to give Romeo Okwara credit. He has stepped up big time. They drafted his brother in the 3rd round this year. You don't think that wasn't a little bit? Romeo was pleased about it, and they lived together and all this stuff. But I think we forgot about this guy. You know, we're talking about, oh, Jared Davis can rush the passer from the edge now. The Lions are getting Deshaun Hand back. He could play on the outside on occasion. Jamie Collins can do this. Trey Flowers, blah, blah, blah. They draft Julian Okwara in the 3rd round. Nobody remembered that Romeo was on the team. In the meantime, he's got 4 sacks through 6 games. It's not the greatest number in the world, but he's playing well and deserves some credit. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he performs this weekend against the Colts. And again, you know, what worries me this weekend is not them not getting enough pressure and the tight ends killing the Lions this weekend. You know, that's a concern that I have for sure also. All right, we're going to tell you about the broadcast team for Sunday, and also I have a little commentary on last night's Monday Night Football game. We'll do that coming up next. First, I want to tell you about Built Bar, and oh my goodness, breaking news from Built Bar. They've got these things out now that they announced today called Built Bites. Go to the website at builtbar.com and check it out. These are like mini bites instead of having the bar. They've got a mocha one. Oh, come on. Built Bar just continues to evolve. And the great thing about Built Bar is I eat them every day. All right, here's my salted caramel that I had this morning. Actually, this isn't salted caramel. I had caramel brownie this morning. 17 grams of protein, 130 calories. 130 calories. It was perfect. Perfect breakfast, perfect snack, great for you. They taste amazing. Caramel brownie is one of their six new flavors to go along with cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Heck, Abe from Dearborn even told me the other day, he loves Built Bar. They're fantastic. 100% covered in chocolate, tastes good, low in calories, low in sugar, and they're awesome. And now they got the Built Bites. Go to the website, see for yourself. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON, L-O-C-K-E-D-O-N, for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, Matt Derry with you, Tuesday edition, Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. If you missed last night's Monday Night Football game, good news for the Lions in that the Chicago Bears, well, I don't know if it's good news for the Lions because they're also catching the Rams, but the Rams took care of the Bears and beat them last night 24-10. The Bears did not have an offensive touchdown in the game. Matt Nagy, the Bears coach, is having to answer questions again about his play calling, and will he give up play calling duties, and what is he going to do at quarterback? Did anybody catch Nick Foles last night? My goodness gracious, what an unmitigated disaster that Chicago Bears offense is, and Chicago Bears quarterback room is, with Nick Foles at the helm. Look, bad enough that the Lions can never beat Mitchell Trubisky, and that's a problem. All right, I never can understand why, for some odd reason, the Detroit Lions have so many problems with Trubisky, because they shouldn't, right? I mean, it's without saying. But Nick Foles last night, 28 out of 40, two interceptions, a passer rating of 66.8. Jared Goff, on the other side, threw for two touchdowns and a passer rating of 108.0. The Bears have Allen Robinson. All right, Allen Robinson from Orchard Lake St. Mary's is a stud. They drafted Cole Kmet, the tight end, in the second round. Jimmy Graham has had a decent year. David Montgomery can catch the ball out of the backfield. Anthony Miller kills the Lions. So it's not like they have the worst receiving core in the league. But even at the end of the game, when the Bears were down 14, and it's like a fourth down play, it was the end of the game, like a minute and a half to go. And Anthony Miller just ran right by Jalen Ramsey, right by him. And Nick Foles threw the ball 5 yards out of bounds. How did this guy win a Super Bowl? And how are the Chicago Bears 5-2? Like, I know DeAndre Swift dropped that touchdown pass in week one, and the Lions should have won that football game. The Lions led by 17, should have won that football game. And the Bears have a good defense. No one's taking anything away from Eddie Jackson and Khalil Mack and some of those guys. The Bears have some quality defensive play. Roquan Smith is a stud. Kyle Fuller's good. Danny Trevathan. Mario Edwards Jr. They've got good players. But their offense sucks, and their quarterback room is pathetic. Nick Foles. He was big pick Nick last night. The Lions have to beat Chicago in a few weeks in Chicago. Have to. That's 5-2. That's why when people say, oh, the Lions are a fraud at 3-3, they're never going to do anything. Look at the team above them in the standings. The Bears are 5-2. Their schedule's been really easy. They've caught a lot of breaks. They got to play Tampa Bay and Tom Brady on a short week at home. That's a 5-2 team. You got to be kidding. Wow. Gosh, the Lions were a DeAndre Swift catch away from beating them and sitting at 4-2, and the Bears would be 4-3. Tomorrow, a special Colts fan guest. Thursday, the crossover. Oh, and before we go, I got to tell you that the broadcast crew for the Lions and Colts on CBS on Sunday, Big 62, Andrew Catalan, the pride of Syracuse University and WAER Sports, where I cut my teeth, James Lofton, and the sideline reporter is Michael Grady, who I believe did sidelines for years or has done sidelines for the Brooklyn Nets. So Andrew Catalan and James Lofton on the call. Those guys do a pretty good job. So the broadcast, I think, will be an upgrade from what we got this past weekend. I'm usually a Chris Myers fan, but, man, that was a struggle this past Sunday. All right, that'll do it for Locked On Lions on this Tuesday. Talk to you tomorrow.